Can Mexico make a world-class spirit without using a single agave? We spend so much time talking about tequila, mezcal, that it's easy to forget that Mexico produces some other incredible spirits made from completely different ingredients. Today, we're going to look at something that's not tequila, it's not mezcal, and it's not an agave spirit at all. This is Vinez Destilado de Piña, a fruit distillate made from 100% pineapple in Oaxaca, Mexico. Let's find out. Guys, I'm fired up about this one. I actually picked this up at a local club that we belong to. Johnny Rodriguez, the mixologist there, always has amazing drinks, and he uses some amazing Mexican spirits. So I thought I would get a bottle when we were there and give this a try. This brand does make phenomenal mezcal, and they also make another destilado de fruit that is the one that is mango, which I've done on the show. So today we're going to test out the pineapple. So if you watch this channel any length of time, you know that I love learning about production methods, how it's made, where it's made, and all of that information. And how did they get this pineapple in this bottle? And when I seen the bottle and I tasted this for the first time, I knew that I wanted to talk about it. These guys are known for making very traditional mezcal, and they approach this spirit in the very same way. Instead of harvesting agave, they start with fully ripened pineapples grown Huastepec, Oaxaca. The green tops are removed, and then the entire pineapple, including the rind, is crushed and placed into traditional wooden fermentation vats. Wild fermentation takes about 5 days using natural occurring yeast and microbes. No commercial yeast, just doing what nature does. It results in a fermented pineapple mash that then is distilled one time in a traditional still over an open flame. So while the raw material is completely different, the philosophy feels the same and very much like a traditional mezcal production. So let's see what this smells like. Okay, so right away, you get this like fresh cut pineapple smell, really bright and citrusy. But there is a chemical type note that is almost like smoky to me. And then there's a little bit of a sour fruit smell as well. And there's also like this really bright floral note that's on the other side of the glass. Now, as you can see, I just popped it. I just poured it. So it's probably going to open up and change a little bit as we go. I got to say that there is a little bit of a funky note too, just like this funky, almost like malolactic type nose with that little bit of a smoke note. Okay, let's drive into the palate of this one and see what it tastes like. Get that pineapple. Get that smoke, get that citrus. It's got like it's a little tart. The citrusiness is a little tart. It's fruity. There's a little funk. It has a rustic like mezcal quality to it, but it is sweet. The longer it sits there and the more I taste it, the more the sweetness comes out. It's got a lot of layers, fresh fruit, almost a soured fruit note. It's earthy. One thing that we didn't mention is it actually is 45% ABV. And I got to tell you, you would not know that. It's almost like there's no alcohol in it at all. That smoke lingers in the finish. That earthiness lingers in the finish. There's a little bit of this earthy funk citrus peel in the finish. And then, you know, just a nice like pineapple note. This is really good. So let's answer the question. Can you have a great world-class spirit without agave in it? I think absolutely. I think I've had several of them with the rums, with the charanga, and now with this. It's really awesome how Mexico brings such amazing spirits to the world. Now, does this taste like tequila? No. Does it taste like mezcal? A little bit more like mezcal than tequila. Is this something that tequila lovers would love? I'm going to say no. This isn't going to fit into the average tequila drinking palate, but it's something special. If you're a mezcal person or into a Sia or some of those other spirits, this may actually trip your trigger as being something that you want to try. I will say this, just sipping on it, to me, it is like sipping on a mezcal. But if you were going to make a cocktail and use this in it, I'm telling you, I've had some. Johnny has blown me away with cocktails. I'm not a mixologist, so to be able to tell you what to use, definitely not in my book of business. So definitely something you might want to ask your local mixologist about at a bar near you. So just another thing that I think is unique and important and delicious. So check it out. Tell me if you have tried this product right here, or let me know if you've had any of Vinez's Destilado Agaves, Destilado de Frutes, or any of their mezcals. I want to know what you think of these. And until next time, cheers, drink responsibly, and love what you're drinking. Have a great night.